Okay, so towards the end of this week's parsha, after the long story of Eliezer going down to find a wife for Yitzchak and eventually finding Rivka and Rivka coming back with him, so when Rivka sees Yitzchak for the first time, so the psukim record that she falls off of the donkey and she covers her face with a veil before she meets Yitzchak. Now that pasuk actually becomes the basis for several of our minhagim at weddings. The Maharil, based on that pasuk, says that we have therefore two minhagim at weddings. One, which is to cover both the chasan and the kala together with a talis, with a cloth of sorts. And the second minhag, he writes, is that there's a minhag to put a tzipol, it's not exactly clear what it is, some sort of cloth on the head of the kala. And the Ramah quotes both of these minhagim, one in Simen Lamed Aleph Nezer and one in Simen Lamed Hey. And therefore we have these minhagim, right? We know the first the minhag of just covering the face of the kala is what we do at the bideken. Now the Maharil's language there is that you do this lichupa, right, for the chuppah. Now the simplest understanding of that is simply that this is what we do before you go to the chuppah. It's part of the minhagim that we do before the wedding. However, there's a whole group of achronim who, starting already really with the Bach, who understand the Maharil in a very formal sense and say that these acts, including Bedekin, are actually part of the marriage process itself. Now, while that may not be the simplest read of the Maharil, that is the read that many Acharonim take. And therefore, just to explain some minhagim that sometimes you'll see, sometimes at some weddings you'll see that the Misara Kedushin, or maybe the Chasan, or whatever, is Makbid, right, makes sure that there are witnesses present for the Bedekin. Now, the reason that you would need witnesses for it is that many Acharonim feel like the Bach, that not only is this covering of the face a minhag of the wedding, but it's actually a possibility that it might be chuppah, it might actually be nisuin, it might be part of the marriage process itself, and therefore they want witnesses present, and therefore you'll sometimes see that the Misara Kedushin will make sure that the witnesses make it to the front, or on the side somewhere where they won't be blocked by the dancing. So they're able to see it. I know Rav Lichtenstein used to be makbid like this, so whenever any of my friends got married and any of the Rebbeim from Yeshiva were Masada Kedushin, the Eidim would always end up running in front, they'd be behind, right? I remember I did it once, and I had to like climb up on a chair. My height is a disadvantage at these. And the Masada was like looking, worried where the Eidim, and I was like standing on a chair in the back. And the reason that is because of this chumrah of the achronim. Other people also have akbada that since the witnesses need to know who the kala is, sometimes it used to be, it's less common now, but the veils were very thick. So Misadre Kedushin wanted the witnesses to see whose face was being covered. So then it wouldn't be just any witness. It would have to be the Eidei Kedushin, if that's what you're worried about. But that's one minhag that emerges based on this sort of strong read of the Maharil following the Bach, and many modern poskim are makbid like this. Shivat Alevi brings this down, and others. Rusher Weiss writes that he doesn't think it's the simple minhag, and he knows there are many other achronim therefore who aren't makbid on this, but you'll see both practices. But just to know where it comes from here. Another possible distinction, someone wrote a shaila to Rusher Weiss asking him whether it was, and this I've never seen, whether it's important for the husband to own the veil. This he notes, he's never, right, he said theoretically it would depend on the same thing, right? If it's part of the nisuin, then maybe the husband actually has to own it. It's like for us, takin afecha, you have to, he actually has to in some way own it. But again, that would seemingly, if that's even an issue, would depend on this question, whether you think it's just a minhag of tzniut that we have before the wedding or actually part of the process itself. Rusher Weiss does note that not only is the simple read of the Maharil not that this is actually Nisuin, but he notes two other things. One is that there's a machlokas rishonim whether you need witnesses for Nisuin at all. You might only need witnesses for Kiddushin. That's one. He does know that there are Rishonim who clearly did hold that the Bedekin could be Chuppah. Tosfos does write this, so there is such a Shita. But even if that were true, again, it's not clear you need witnesses at all for that. That's point one. And the second point is, while the Ramah does quote both Minhagim, The minhag of covering the face, he doesn't actually quote from the Maharal, he quotes from the Rajba, who says it's specifically about tzniut, which would again lend support to the notion that even if we at some level accept the Maharal, it may not be because we have this extreme read like the Bach following possibly Tosvos, but rather it's just an act of tzniut. And again, if it's tzniut and not part of the marriage itself, so then there would be no reason to make sure there are witnesses there, but just to understand why there are different customs at weddings with this around this issue, it's how do you understand this Maharal and how do we paskin? Like I said, many people are not makbid, but some Misadri Kedushin are makbid and make sure there are witnesses there to see the husband doing it. The last thing is to note that one last nafkamina of that question is the Dagom Ravava notes that there were two opinions as to whether the husband has to do it by himself, has to cover the kala's face by himself, or whether other people can be involved. If you think it's just about tzniut, there's no problem. But you'll see that Misadri Kedushin, who think that it's part of Nisuin, are very, very, very makbid. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to be this way, that apparently if anybody but the husband came near the veil, he would yell at them, right? Because he felt that it might be part of Nisuin, and therefore it was very important for the husband to cover the face of the kala himself. Again, some Misadri Kedushin are makbid, some are not. Again, it depends on this question, whether you think it's part of Nisuin or it's just an act of tzniut, which we learn from this week's parasha.